E-Class Consulting. It's owned and operated by E. Carice, providing tools, training, and resources that are sure to make you and your business even more successful. We are staffed with a marketing, credit, tax, and a real estate consultant. E-Class Consulting also provides a temporary admin service called E-Class Admins. Want to book an appointment with E-Class Consulting? Call 702-518-3002 or email book@eclassconsulting.com. E-Class Consulting, navigating you to greatness.
What's up?
All your favorite artists.
Check it out.
Say my name.
DJ Khaled.
This is Mila J.
Bruno Mars.
On Hot 702.5 FM.com.
What is that? What'd it do?
What's going on?
Chilling, man. We ain't got no background music. Boss Lady, what the hell?
Put the music on. Shit. Ready to... I got on my motherfucking greatest rapper shirt, nigga. All the dead and alive.
I'm rocking the Dallas Cowboys, of course. I'm out here in Memphis, Tennessee, everybody.
Fuck Tennessee.
What's up, Big Wolf?
What up? We in the building. It sound like we in the fucking padded room. No music. But fuck it.
Welcome, everybody. If you are tuned in to the Undrafted All-Stars Sports Show, I'm your host, I'm Big Sug, a.k.a. Sugar Doshi the Great, a.k.a. Mr. Tell Your Friends About Me. I'm sitting here chilling in Memphis, Tennessee. Welcome, my co-host. Boy, you slow. You done logged off and everything. What up? Let's get this thing popping, man. We gonna throw this shit on with Draymond Green, bro.
All right.
What you think?
Do I think it's fair or foul? I think that Draymond already knows that, listen, they're not giving you no leeway, nigga. They already suspended your ass last time for some bullshit. So now, if you do some shit like choke a French nigga, if you choke a French nigga, then you gotta fucking get 5 games. And you drug them for about 5 feet. So they gave your ass a game per foot. You kept your arm around that nigga's neck. I think it's fair. I think that they could have got a nigga more. I think they was light on the nigga. So I ain't mad. Take the 5 games and quit choking niggas. Unless you're in the club and you got to get them up off your boy. What you think?
Man, I think it's too much, to be honest. Because you know how they say you throw a punch?
Mm-hmm.
Or get suspended or whatever. You can't, this kind of double, like a double jeopardy thing. You already got in trouble for your text and all your other stuff. You paid your money. This dude done paid $2.3 million in fines for getting suspended. I mean, getting ejected. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he done paid his dues already for what he already done.
Mm-hmm.
This comes out. This is a one-time incident. Was another incident, but market for the incident. 5 games.
Mm-hmm. So you don't think that they don't do like the court, nigga? If you get drunk driving, and if you get one drunk driving, two, three, nigga, you keep doing it, nigga. Stop doing shit. You don't have to pay.
That's the law. But this is, they always go back to the CBA, right?
Right. What the CBA say
the CBA,
about?
It doesn't say, like, if it keeps adding up, you're going to get in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Well, that might be the discretion of the commissioner, though. Exactly. The commissioner got the discretion.
They came up with this 5-game suspension for a choke.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean,
right.
He did a choke. I ain't saying he shouldn't have did it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
I ain't mad at him doing it. I like him doing it.
And I get that.
Right. I like him doing it.
Did he?
He held the nigga too long. See, my thing is, he just held the nigga too long. Rudy Gobert in there looking like a fucking French maid playing role playing. Like, goddamn, nigga. Like, I don't know if there was a little bit of acting in that shit with Rudy Gobert, if Draymond was doing that shit for real, but I wasn't mad at him doing it. So I ain't, don't get me wrong. I think he deserved the 5 games, but I'd like to have a nigga like that on my team. So that's what I'm saying.
I don't think 5 games too much.
Do you think how many it should have been?
I think it should have been 3, at least 3. To the max, 3.
I wouldn't be mad at 3. Can he appeal it and get it lessened? Is that an option? I think there should be an option. He should be able to appeal that shit. Or he might just roll with the shit.
This is a case-by-case thing, and they said because of his past history is why we gave him 5 games.
Yeah, I figured that.
I get it, but I think that's fucking terrible, though.
I get it. Somebody. I mean, I guess I get it. I don't like that rule sometimes in the courts, but I understand it. But fuck it, I'd be like, nigga, shit, I choked that nigga out because he was fucking with the light skins. You know we got to protect y'all niggas. That's how I have to protect you in the club. Like, they beat shit. Let me grab a nigga and choke him out.
You ain't never heard those two words behind each other, nigga. Getting beat up.
That's why I had to protect you light skin niggas. Y'all niggas getting choked out and shit. Can't even fight back. You Clay should at least hit that nigga with a two-piece like Chris Childs did. Call me, nigga. Get off me. Oh shit!
I never gonna be defensive ever again. Always be offensive, bro. Always.
Clay ain't even got no defense no more. That nigga just said, "Fuck it, I ain't playing defense. I ain't defending myself." Oh shit, Clay!
5 games.
Yeah, I think it's fair. If they win like 10 out of that, that's crazy. But 5 is like, nigga, we even warned your ass. Your ass be, you be, listen, let me tell you what it is. Cause you're right. I agree with you in principle. If a nigga did their time for the shit they did in the past, that shouldn't be brought up to the now. But that nigga also, what you're saying is I agree with, but also I know human beings. And Draymond be talking shit to the refs. He be chirping. He be doing a lot of shit that they don't like. So when they got a chance to penalize your ass, they're going to do it. That's just human nature. Plus, you're a black man, and they don't like black niggas being confident and standing up to questioning power and talking back. So I understand it. So I get where you're coming from. It might be a little excessive. It might be a little excessive, but I do understand why. Because I understand human beings. Like, nigga, we be warning you. You be talking shit. You be wilding. You been doing some shit that we ain't even got you for. You be doing a little slick shit, but I'll be like, fuck it. I think he just got to roll with that shit. Pay the fine and then choke another to tell him, hey, I'll take these 5 games, but I'll choke another nigga out for my likes and bros. That's what I said. If I was Draymond, hey, I'm going to take this fine, but I was defending my teammate. And I think your teammates going to respect that. I think.
I think so. I mean, you see, though, the Warriors said he went too far.
Right. That's why they like that shit.
He hurt himself to be mad at the 5 games.
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah. Like, the same thing I'm saying. Like, why you adding what the fuck you used to do? When he already paid you money and he missed games and all that shit for that.
Man, I get that. I agree with that and I get that. But I do understand the other side too, that they're going to be like, nigga, you didn't do it too much and you be talking shit to us. Nigga, you too mercurial. They don't like a mercurial nigga. And they don't like a nigga that they can't control. Everyone's saying. So Draymond is like that. So they're going to try to punish niggas more to try to control you. So I understand both sides. But don't get it twisted. I'm on the Draymond side. Right. Draymond, even though I think it's fair, I'm on the Draymond side. I ain't on the powerful people side. Fuck that.
And some people saying that the commission don't send a message because it's still a Draymond. You know?
Because it's Draymond, yeah, for sure.
So it's like,
for sure.
I still think that's foul. 3 games would have been nice. But I don't think you can't.
I agree.
You're like, you got tape. Like, look. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're going to do. That's how they do it. So I understand. It's just, to me, Draymond just got to understand that whenever he do some shit, it's going to be looked at more harsh and critical because it's him.
Right.
But don't stop doing it, nigga. Fuck that shit. You got to be you. So even if you got to take the suspension, hey, I will protect my teammates. Now the niggas is out there.
You take the niggas is out there. You get 4 championships out that shit.
Now the niggas is out there naked. They might get beat up while he gone. They need another bunch of niggas. Because Wiggins ain't that nigga. He ain't protecting nobody. Wiggins is not fighting. Wiggins going to run to the locker room. Oh, shit. But shout out to Draymond for doing what real niggas do. Where that nigga from? He from Oakland? Is that nigga from the Bay? Are you from California? I don't know where that nigga from, but I like that nigga. You need a nigga like that on your team. Fuck that shit. Oh, that nigga, you need a nigga like that on your team. Every team, good team, got to have a nigga like Draymond on it. So shout out to Draymond. Fuck.
I'm sorry. Not for but I agree with you, girl. But ain't you a Golden State Warrior fan? You talking shit about Draymond?
Who?
You know him?
Oh, yeah. She from there. Right. So, but I don't know. She might be a fucking Sacramento fan. But them niggas is looking young and better. She might be. That nigga De'Aaron Fox balling.
I'm about to game last night. They played the Spurs. When about y'all going to be good, bro?
Yeah, I know. He just got to get used to the. He got to get used to the
green light, nigga. He took 20 shots by the halftime.
Oh yeah, they probably told the nigga shoot more. He probably wasn't shooting. They're like, hey, nigga, look at our team. Ain't no niggas on here that you need to defer to. Shoot, nigga. Thank you. That's probably what they told him. Like, hey, you need deferred. See, but I think he think. That's what I think he think. He young. He ain't ever been in the NBA, so he from over there. Them niggas ain't it's the same as us. They ain't the same aggressiveness right. as us. So he trying to fit in with the team. And probably Pop say, listen, it's cool that you want to fit in with the team, but you also got to lead this motherfucker. So I think that's what happened. Exactly. Right. That's what I think. So I think it's a process. He going to get it. He going to be all right. And if they add some pieces going to come there, they're going to be all right. So, yeah, I think Wembanyama going to be good. And shit, as long as you don't act like fucking Rudy Gobert and get choked the fuck out, he'll be all right.
You better fucking fight back them long ass arms, bro.
Rudy Gobert is looking like a rat dog getting dragged. Nigga, get that nigga over.
That killed me. He said, Draymond, every time I step on play, Draymond don't want to play, right?
Hey, he might be right. Shit, like, hey, the light skinned nigga ain't fucking. I'm wilding out.
I looked that shit up. He right, bro. He fucking right.
I like that shit.
Inside the game, he was suspended when Steph was hurt. He played like three games with us. Like, he played like three games without Steph. Like three.
That nigga probably be like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm a wild out since Steph ain't on the court. We ain't even about to got no chance. Let me choke a nigga out, hit a nigga with an uppercut or something. Kick a nigga in the nuts. Do something. Draymond be doing shit and be acting like it's in the course of a game. I mean, they show some slick shit Draymond did on ESPN. I was like, oh, yeah, he be doing some slick shit. Man, but fuck it. I like it, man. I like it, Dray. Keep doing that shit. That is your favorite player. I forgot. I told you that nigga's gonna get traded before Clay, but he might not. Yeah. Clay might be out of there, nigga.
Like, that motherfucker's a package deal. Either he go, we go.
Steph, like, hey, I need one of you niggas to score 20 points, nigga. The fuck, I gotta do this shit by myself? Hey, I'm leaving. Where the fuck would Steph go? Steph wouldn't even look right in no other team uniform.
Dang, Lillard don't look good over there in the butt, man.
Who don't? Dang. Them niggas look like they got to get it together to me. Like,
they still do. They, already crying from Shaq. They don't look like that to me right now.
They look up and down to me. Like, some moments you see it, some moments you don't. Like, right. Giannis was hurt. Dame took over and scored like 39 and they won. Dame was out. Giannis scored like 35 and they won. So they got to get it together. But I got faith that they'll get it together. Yeah, exactly. They got to get it together. So I figured they got time and they got to do it. Middleton got to do something. That nigga acting like Clay. Like, nigga, you done? You ain't going to do no more. That nigga better tell them, nigga. Hey. That nigga better get him up and tell that nigga, Dame, listen, get me the ball throughout the course of the game. And then when it's Dame time, nigga, that's your time. That's the fourth quarter, nigga. Give me the ball the first three quarters so I can get hot. That way you can have help. That's how I think he got to play it. Yeah, they got to become more of a point guard. More of a point guard. They got to be more of a, I'm going to try to get niggas in their spots, get niggas easy shots. You got to do that more in the first three quarters to me for that shit to work. Bro. Huh?
Dame is used to being a scorer because he had always scored.
Oh yeah, I know. And I'm saying
he's
the nigga
additional point guard. Like if he was, he's not there anymore because he had to change who he was.
Right. And that's what I'm saying is when you get to a different position, you gotta tweak your game. Like LeBron, like Dame Wade had to tweak his game when he went got with LeBron. Nigga, good players earn understand, okay, I gotta tweak my game so we can win. That's all I'm saying. You gotta show that. And move without the ball more, nigga. You can't guard niggas that all think y'all better than Steph. The reason why y'all niggas not. Because y'all, none of you niggas move without the ball. You niggas pass the ball. When you niggas don't got the ball, you niggas just stand in the corner. Looking, you stand. I'm like, yo, that's easy to hold. You can hold a nigga like that all the time. Exactly. So, all you point guard niggas, watch Steph. I know y'all think y'all better than him, but y'all not, because he got more championships than all you niggas, except Matthew Johnson. And y'all niggas need to move without the ball. That's what the fuck I'm telling y'all niggas. And LeBron, you too, nigga. All you niggas, don't none of you niggas move without the ball. Step. All you niggas don't move without the ball. Y'all niggas crazy. Stale. Y'all do some static basketball shit. That shit ain't gonna work. Y'all niggas gotta move without the ball. Get open. Set screens.
Right,
nigga, run.
They like 6-6 right now, the Warriors or some shit.
Yeah. They 500, but that's because ain't nobody scoring but Steph. Only nigga doing something.
And they still leading niggas... that little part of the division there, and they still leading that shit. And that's terrible. 6-6, and you in the back and front too much.
Yeah, that is crazy. That is crazy. But yeah, what's next on the docket? What's next on the docket?
We gonna stay on the suspension side. One thing, man, you've been talking about the Michigan Wolverine suspend NCAA. I'm sorry, suspend Michigan Jim Harbaugh 3 games. He already served 1. Today gonna be 2. They playing Maryland. They already up.
That's what you think?
I don't know what the answer is, but he decided to sit this bitch ass down. You tell me what's up.
What I think is they came to a deal. The deal said, you take these 3 games, we won't say we found evidence that you've done nothing. That way, I think the only reason they would make that deal up is because maybe it's going to look bad on the conference, the Big Ten, the NCAA, both. So they like, listen, bro, don't fight this shit so we don't have to go investigate more so that it expose all of us. You got to take this for the team, my nigga. I think that's what they told them. You got to take this for the team. We going to take this, not saying that you did nothing for the team, and then we going to give you this 3 games. And you're still going to get the coach in the playoffs if y'all make it, and you good. I think it's light because I think they don't want to be exposed. They don't want to expose the conference or the NCAA. That's what I think. So it was a move for both to seem like he's getting punished and that they did an investigation and that now let's hurry up and put that shit under the rug because we don't want to be exposed no more. That's what I think. That's what I think he took the deal. That's what I think they said we won't say you was caught doing nothing. That's what I think.
Okay, cool. I agree with a lot of that. I got some more to add to that. The timing of this. The timing of this, though. You been signed still in how long?
Somebody snitched, nigga.
Hey, hold up. Then you let him get... your team is rolling now. You let him get up to where you got 3 hard games and you got Ohio State coming up. The timing of this is what got me going.
So you think... So you think they're trying to sabotage...
Hold up. You could have waited after the season like you did LSU. And suspend Oregon after the season.
But that's a good point.
Championship first, then suspend this motherfucker. But Harbaugh gets suspended during the season when his team is rolling. That's the problem I got.
Do you think that they should have waited or should have did it earlier? Or you think they
in the past you did it with other teams? You waited, then mm-hmm. all season you suspended for the first 3-4 games. Or for the season or whatever, but you let them finish it out.
All right. So you think they should have waited then?
I think they should have waited. If you're going to go.
Okay. I feel you, but this is what I think. Why they didn't wait. Maybe it was a lot of pressure, a lot of fucking outside.
They don't want
outside pressure. Oh, so you're saying that they don't like the nigga. They're trying to sabotage this shit.
Bro.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, you could be right. That could be possible.
Sign stealing.
Somebody snitched, bro. Another team, Ohio State. So somebody fucking snitched over there. Like, yo, these niggas still in science. Then NCAA found out that all you niggas still in science. So we don't like this nigga, so we gonna Punisher. You could be right.
Put it on, put it on this nigga.
Yeah, exactly. And then act like it ain't happening. Act like he's the only one doing it. So I feel you. That could be a, that is a possibility. I ain't never thinking. And a lot of people say they don't like Jim Harbaugh, bro.
You just spend in Georgia, you spend in LSU and other teams, like Army and all the other teams after the season.
Right. Even so why this one ain't after the season? Right. That's a good point.
You spend this dude during the season.
Yeah, that's a good point. I heard a lot of people say they don't like Jim Harbaugh.
They don't.
And I'd be like, why? I'd be thinking, this is what I think. I think he's, you could tell just by his, the way he talked and the way he looked, his demeanor. He like, I don't give a fuck about y'all niggas. I'm doing what I do to win, and I'm successful at it. So y'all niggas can't really say shit to me. Exactly. I think that's his attitude. And I ain't mad at that shit, as long as you introduce it. But people be mad at that shit. Our owners and GM was mad at that shit. So they had to make up some shit to act like the locker room was divided to fire the nigga that was successful. They like, we gotta get rid of this nigga. He winning. We hope this nigga was losing. We could get rid of him easy, and it'd be easy to get rid of a losing ass coach. But a winning ass coach is hard. It looked crazy on us to get rid of a winning ass coach. It looked like we don't fucking want to win. So they had to, a source. Whenever they say a source, nigga, I be thinking it's the GM or the owner. I always think that it's the GM or owner is the source that you can't say they fucking name. They putting this shit out.
Anonymous motherfucker, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So I think they don't like Jim Harbaugh, and they want to sabotage. But that nigga, everywhere he go, he be successful. San Diego State, successful. Then where he go after that? Stanford. No, before he came to San Francisco, he went to Stanford. Successful. San Francisco, successful. Michigan, successful. They're like, God damn, we can't get rid of this bitch ass nigga. We don't like him. He'd be like, I keep winning. Fuck y'all. He'd be like, I keep winning. Fuck y'all. I don't wear khakis, you whole ass niggas. And I'm a
family, bro.
Yeah. But, yeah, I feel that. That's some whole ass shit. But that's what people do. It's the same thing with Draymond. If we don't, it's politics and everything, bro. People don't think it's politics in sports. The fuck it ain't. If it's people in it, it's politics in it. So people have feelings. They feel the way. They want relationships. So if you don't have them, if you don't give a fuck about them, and they got the power, they're going to try to punish you for not giving a fuck about the relationship. So that's politics in a nutshell. Sports is in every industry.
That, that nigga won't coach at Michigan again.
You think so?
Nigga, why?
He might go.
When these three games are up, you go to the college football playoff, right?
Right.
You win or you lose, he won't be coaching next year. But this is me.
You think so?
If they doing him like this now, I guarantee. Come on, bro, you got to have an ace in the hole. You want to? We got some more allegations, bro. What about the old shit? That old shit, Max already crushed each other out. This is new shit. You think they gave up on this fucking marbles, nigga? Be for real.
If they really don't like him, why would they give him a deal? That's what I'm saying. So it's something more that's going to expose them too. So it's mutual destruction. So that's what I think. If they really don't like him, let's get this nigga the fuck out of here. That's what I'm saying. That's what I would do if I really don't like the nigga.
It's the way you're going to do it. If it looked like you got rid of him, we're gonna go at you. But it looks like he got rid of himself. You ain't, the problem is out of your hands. This is what they're doing. The problem is out of their hands.
I see what you're saying, but I think if he don't, fuck it, go to San Diego. They need a good coach, nigga. Go, or what is it in San Diego no more? Whatever the fuck. Oh, yeah. Or come to Las Vegas. Nah, because our owner might be weird. Fuck that. Our owner might be like, he might try to get rid of you. Like, I think he got rid of John Gruden. I think that nigga got rid of John Gruden. He told me, hey, get something on my coach. I gave this nigga 10 years, and I should have done that shit. Get this nigga 10-year contract, I should have done that shit. Find something to get rid of him. I know. They're still paying that nigga.
Josh.
So then it don't really make sense to really get rid of him if you got to pay him and he ain't even coaching. That sounds like counterproductive.
They guarantee
the money. I know.
They stupid.
Fuck it. If I guarantee you the money, nigga, I'm just going to let you ride that contract out. I can't pay you if you ain't doing shit. I don't think that shit is worth it.
We'll figure that shit out along the way, nigga.
We'll figure it out, nigga. Right. But I don't know. That shit don't seem smart. It don't seem productive. It seems counterproductive. Like, nigga, you going to get yourself. Then you gonna hire you coach and pay him. God damn.
$82 million he gotta pay these two dudes. And they ain't even in the goddamn stadium no more.
Building, I know. That's crazy. See, I wouldn't keep doing that shit. That's bad ownership. That's bad ownership, man.
Speaking of somebody getting bought out, Jimbo Fisher.
Hey, if a nigga name is Jimbo, then that nigga probably was raised in the Jim Crow South.
Huh? This man, no head coach, Jim Fisher, got fired after a fucking win. And then they bought this nigga out. $76 million buyout. Get the fuck out. Take your ass on. We're going to mail the rest of your shit.
Nigga, that sounds like the perfect job. I need UPS to do that to me. Hey, nigga, give me the $76 million and fire me.
To make you get this $76 million to get the fuck away from me, bro.
That's how that nigga who played Hellboy felt about his wife. He was like, listen, you can have any and everything you want. I just want you the fuck from around me. Take it all. take my shoes, the kids, fucking grandkids, take all this shit. I don't want to be around you. That's when you know nigga peace of mind is disrupted for real. He's like, look, I don't care what you just get it. Take it and go. Just go. Take everything. That's what they told that nigga. What did he do? He must have did some wild shit, nigga. We don't know nothing yet. What the fuck he do? He must have done. They was like, nigga, we'll pay you this $76 million, but go. And if I'm him, I'm taking that $76 million and going to fucking the Caribbean, the motherfucking Maldives. I'm going everywhere, and I'm gonna take fucking videos of like, look, I could be coaching, but I'm sitting on the ocean with a bitch giving a lotion. But that's me. Like, hey, you gonna fire me and pay me? Nigga, all right. That's your bad. $76 million. They must got a lot of money out there in Texas. A lot of oil money.
50 years old, bro. He ain't going no damn Caribbean.
that's the best time to go. Shit, you gonna get you a little 22-year-old chocolate Rihanna?
I don't know what the damn stipulations was, but his contract was guaranteed. So that's why I guess they found him out. But
they gotta pay him out. Hey, fuck. Hey,
it's like he's making them leave. You only want him to finish the season. Like, you got, like, two a game left. You got one game left. You ain't going right. Fucking where.
Right. That's so right. That's like crazy to me.
Much not to finish your, like, he got Derek Carr, bro.
He must have been in there. He must have been out in Texas and him putting his dick on the table and telling them to suck it. He like, my money guarantee, y'all niggas, I don't give a fuck what y'all do. I'm getting paid regardless. Losing. That nigga probably like, you know how niggas get. Hey, niggas change when they got the money guarantee, nigga. Niggas don't be practice as hard. Niggas don't practice as hard. Nigga, they don't fucking go and watch film, video. They be partying like James Harden.
Fuck that. $76 million.
Hey, if it's guaranteed, you're going to be like, look, I can win or lose. You probably going to recruit the same. Niggas probably was out there wilding, bro.
Just get the fuck out of here. We cool. Hey, congratulations. Thank you for the job. Well done. We'll mail you whatever you got. We'll forward your shit to your address. Go home.
That nigga was wild.
God damn. $76 million?
We need a contract like that. Hey, all y'all niggas watching.
Can you hear me?
I can't hear you.
I can hear you.
Motherfucking mic.
Can you hear me? Boy, I swear. Can you hear me? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'll continue the show until you get back on. I can hear you, bro. Bill.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Okay.
You can hear me?
I can hear you.
Well, goddamn. Hold on, let me see something.
Do your thing. Thank you. I continue on. Bills fire offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey after the Monday night loss to the Denver Broncos. People like, why the hell you fired this dude? He's the offensive coordinator. We should have been special teams, right? My take is this. When you up in that box, from experience, when you up in that box, you are supposed to count too. He was already fucking up. They 5-5. They lost games. If people go back, this is side note. This is side note.
I'm back up in this motherfucker.
This is side note. I'm on Buffalo Bills fire Ken Dorsey, the offensive coordinator, right?
Right.
Against the Monday Night loss to the Broncos. And people like, why he get fired? I'm like, he got fired for them 12 men on the field, but dude missed that kick, remember?
Yeah.
When you in that box, one of your jobs is, even though we got special team coordinator, yes, one of your jobs is to count the people on the field when you in that box. I know that from experience.
Right.
One of your jobs is to count the people on the field. He missed that field goal, you would have won that game. Because you didn't count those people, he got another kick and he made it. They was already mad at him anyway.
Right.
So that was the that loss right there. They might be out of the playoffs now, looking at their schedule.
Josh Allen got to ball out. But I agree with you.
You got Cal Brady, what was his dude name? The Brady dude becoming offense coordinator now, right?
Uh-huh.
So he's better than Dorsey? That you can fire Dorsey right now?
I think that, let me tell you what I think. I think when people get in pressurized situations, they make spur-of-the-moment decisions. That's what I think. So I think that I don't be thinking you should fire a nigga in the middle of a season. To me, that's crazy. To me. At least let that nigga finish out. That's like firing a nigga at work. Hey, work half the shift. Hey, you fired, nigga. Nigga, fire me either before the shift or motherfucking after. But I don't think firing niggas in the middle. Right. I don't like firing niggas in the middle of the season. So I think it was a knee-jerk reaction. I think that they spiraling down. So we got to do something. Got to get rid of somebody. Can't get rid of the quarterback. Can't, the coach we ain't going to get rid of yet. But that nigga going to be next if shit keep going downhill. So they had to do something. I think they did something to try to make the fans feel like, oh, we doing something. But, nigga, I don't like it. I don't like it personally. I understand it. It's the way the shit works. But, hey, Josh Allen, quit throwing them picks, nigga. But you got to take the good with the bad with Josh Allen. He like Brett Favre, nigga. He think he could throw anything. So he throw that shit, and then it'd be a great play, and then sometimes it'd be an interception. It is what it is.
That's it.
It is what it is.
He was all, this is me. I've been telling people this shit all the time. Josh Allen always been interception prone. Always been interception prone. Even with good receivers now pay attention. He's throwing more picks in the last 2 years because he don't run the ball as much as he used to.
Facts. I mean, that's coaching too.
Have turned the passes now. And they're interceptions.
Right. That makes sense. The math adds up. If you thought about more.
Go ahead.
If you throw the ball more, you're going to have more interceptions. If you run the ball, if you equal it out, it's less interceptions going to occur. That's just math. You don't even got to – you just look at it. Okay, they running the ball. That's coaching. You're trying to make Josh Allen a superhero, and in the midst of that, because all the teams seem like they're trying to make their quarterbacks the great ones, the superheroes, instead of helping them be successful. There's a difference, and that's the problem. I think – marketing is crazy. So instead of helping your quarterback be successful, which is run the ball, give him and make it 20. If you got 70 plays on an offensive series, 30 of them should be runs, 40 of them could be passes. But they be trying to pass the ball. They be running the ball 12 times and then 60 passes and shit. Right. So of course the quarterback gonna throw more interceptions. If he throw the ball more, the more chances the offensive shit gonna be intercepted.
But think about
give him help. Give that's anybody exactly. Give him the help with a running game, and I like James Cook, and they got Latavius Murray, OGS. But they need to just run the ball more. I agree with you. They set that nigga up to throw picks and not let him make them look successful by trying to make them look like the superhero, which is what a lot of the coaches' teams are doing with their quarterbacks. Hey, they did that with Russell Wilson. Everybody said when they lost their Super Bowl, instead of giving it to Marshawn Lynch, they just want to make him look good. So I see why the shit is happening, and they're trying to justify, I think, why they pay the quarterback so much by making them niggas do all that shit, all them throws, and look like the heroes, and keep them up on the pedestal far as the NFL goes. Because niggas don't know nobody other players but the quarterbacks. If you ask a woman, she probably only know Patrick Mahomes. She might even know that nigga. She know Tom Brady. who was that? I don't fucking know. They probably don't know who the fuck. They might know Russell Wilson because Sierra.
They know who
but they don't know the, They will not know who the DB is on their team or the motherfucking linebacker. They ain't gonna know the fucking defensive end. They don't know none of them niggas. The fucking tight end or something. That's Kelsey. They know Kelsey. Exactly. But so they try to make the quarterbacks the face of the league, and they try to keep them up top. Why they justify why they pay them? So they make them niggas throw the ball 55 times when they should only throw about 30.
you got the receivers. And you got to start. I always said the Buffalo Bills need a running back, and they still need a running back. I like Cook, but you need a running back with some respect.
I think you got to let that nigga.
Josh Allen was good when he was running the ball also. Now he's not doing that as much. He's starting to throw picks. Because, you know, he has been getting running the ball.
You can't sustain that.
He's showing that side of him throwing the ball. They need a running back still, but they team get
on. I think they should give their running backs they got the fucking ball more. I don't like this get a running back the ball 8 times and then say, oh, your numbers ain't good. Nigga, I got 8 opportunities. I could get 20. Let's see how I do with 20, motherfucker. That's just me, though. I play running back, so I might be biased a little bit. But
think about the offensive line, right? You got an offensive line like this, right? Like San Francisco run the ball fucking 40 times, right?
Right.
Throw the ball 25. The Jets.
That's coaching.
Right. But you got a team to do that. That's what I'm trying to get.
You got a coach. You got a coach that understand I'm a.
Hold up. The Jets throw the ball 50, 55 times a game, run the ball 12, 13. We've seen that before, right?
Yeah. Okay,
understand this. When you're an offensive lineman and you run the ball, your trajectory forward to impede contact. For 55 dropbacks,
you backing up. You stand up. Exactly.
That's fucked up for those guys to do that.
Right. I agree.
You're in a position where you already got a block instead of fucking going forward.
Instead of going after them. Yeah. Right. That's a fact. A lot of people don't know that. It's different blocking when you pass and when you run.
That's why your old line, because all they do is pass block. They don't run block, they pass block.
You ain't giving them no chance to go put a helmet on the nigga sometimes to get aggressive. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I agree with that. And that's coaching, though. That's coaching. To me, the coaching shows you what the philosophy or something the arrogance of coaches where, oh, it's my system. No, bro. If a smart coach understands that I got to get my system to fit around the players. I've said this before. Not the players, not my system is the fucking key. Fuck your system if you ain't got the fucking players. So I agree with you. To protect Josh Allen, you can see that Kyle Shanahan protects Brock Purdy by, we don't need him to throw the ball 50, 60, all them fucking, no, 30. So keep that shit in the 20s if you can, and then run McCaffrey, and we got other niggas, Jordan, we got some other niggas, fucking, I forgot the nigga name right now, run them niggas, get them niggas about 25 times, 30 times, and then let McCaffrey throw that shit, Purdy throw that shit 21, 23 times. Keep a balance, so that way niggas ain't throwing picks. The more you try to throw the ball, the more niggas gonna throw picks, especially if they're younger, even if they're not.
30s and passing, getting in the 30s, 31, 32, 35, that's perfect. 40 yards, 40 attempts.
That's ideal balance. Whenever you see more passes than when you see more than 40 passes, that's an indicator that we was down by a lot and we had the fucking pass, or we don't got no fucking running game. Like it's one exception. Tom Brady when he played Atlanta in the Super Bowl. That nigga threw the ball a record 72 times, something like that. Nigga crazy. 72 times he threw the ball. They won that shit, but and they was down by a lot, so that's the indicator. But most of the time when your quarterback throw the ball that much, y'all ain't winning. That's an indicator that, oh, we didn't win that game. Nigga, we had to throw the ball 72 times. That's what it means. So if the balance is like 30, if you can get 30 and 25, 30 and 23, then you got a good balance. You helping your quarterback out and your running back, and like you said, the offensive line are getting to get that shit off. And your defense. Yep, they get more time to you helping everybody out. But coaches gotta understand that. That's the coaching in Buffalo, the coaching in New York. Good coaches understand like running. But yeah, hey, y'all niggas run the ball, but we've been saying this shit for years already. Hey, when y'all run the ball, you see the success y'all have. When y'all don't run it, you see the fucking unsuccess. I made up a word, whole ass nigga. Unsuccess y'all had.
Because the Buffalo Bills did that in the last game. Football, yep. First play of the game, he sat the bench like the whole first half, first quarter. Came back second half, quarter. Ran like 8 times in a row. They scored. And they went away from that shit. He threw 2 more interceptions.
That's coaching.
Stupid ass boy.
Coaching. Coaching. The coaches be, I don't know what coaches be on. They be on some egotistical shit. Right. I agree. They got coaching. It's all coaching. Coach, you got to help niggas. You got to help your team get in position to win. You can't just be like, oh, just don't let Josh win it for us. But that's what they used to do to Aaron Rodgers. That's why he used to be mad at that shit. Like, and then, like, nigga, win it for us. And then play some defense. Do something. Run the ball. We got, he didn't have a running back for a long time. Then Aaron Jones came and he was good. But you can just see how the coaching fucks shit up. And I like watching Peyton and Eli on Monday night. Them niggas the smartest niggas. They be telling you all the shit. They smart. They know what plays the niggas gonna run, formation, what they're gonna do. I said, oh, these niggas brilliant. So that's, hey, you know what? I was talking to my homeboy. Shout out to you. I'm gonna give you credit for this. Chris, he said, you think that if Peyton Manning could be a good defensive coordinator since he knows all of the things that the offense do and he's able to call out the plays from the formations? I said, that's a brilliant idea. Make a quarterback a defensive coordinator. I think so, bro. Because he understands a lot of shit. I'm telling you. That makes sense to me. I was like, nigga, they should try that. They ain't gonna try it, but they should try it. I think they should try that shit. Because no. I mean, the way he'd be like, oh, I'm telling you, bro, you don't watch Eli Taylor. He'd be like, oh, they just gonna play a shell defense. It's 3rd and 7. I think they're gonna play a shell with a spy right there. They know what the fuck the defense doing, so they know what the offense doing. That's what I'm saying. So I think they should try that shit. I think Kay Manning would be a great ass defensive coordinator. Tony, go be a defensive coordinator for the motherfucking coach or somebody. Broncos, nigga. Tell Sean Payton, get his. Y'all got the same name almost. Payton, well, man, and Sean Payton.
You probably right a little bit. I'm going to use my shit for example.
All right, tell me what you did.
Great quarterback, right?
Mm-hmm.
First
mm-hmm.
year, went to the desert, came back, another quarterback. I went to defense.
Uh-huh.
Because I know audibles and all that shit like that, I use that shit to my advantage. Snap count, all right. That shit. To my advantage, because I know that shit.
Right.
But you might be right. You might be right. I use that shit to my advantage like a
motherfucker. I'm telling you, that's we don't usually think of like that. I was like, that's a good idea. Just I was just watching the way he knew them niggas knew the defenses. They had Patrick Mahomes on there. So they had Peyton, Eli, and Patrick Mahomes on last Monday. And he was like, Patrick, what do you think about he was and them niggas was talking, quarterback talking, and they guess the play. You got to guess the play when they get in the red zone, how they going to score, what they going to do, what kind of defense they playing. They be knowing all that shit, bro. So I'm just thinking, motherfucking quarterback can know everything that everybody's supposed to do, and you can use that on the defense for them to have an advantage.
You need the personnel for defense you're going to run.
That's true.
You need the personnel
for that is true.
And sometimes that shit changes per game, because you got a team that run. When you got a team that pass a lot, your defense is going to change from week to week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Got both of those fucking offense. And a lot of people don't have that shit.
Are they? Yeah, that's true. But also, one thing I think is an advantage if Peyton Manning was a defensive coordinator, he watched film like them niggas, quarterbacks watch film like nobody else, like more than coaches or just as much. So they can watch the formations. Like Tony Romo. When Tony Romo first got on, they was like, oh, he know the plays. I said, that's quarterback shit. Quarterbacks know shit. And they used to think Tony Romo was sorry. I never thought that. I knew that the team was sorry, and he was the reason why niggas win 8 games. He won about 40 bitches by himself. But when you're losing, you get the blame as a quarterback. I was like, hey, without Tony Romo, niggas would be 4-12. They ain't next because of Tony Romo. But yeah, I think that that's an interesting take that me and my boy, shout out to my nigga CC, talked about yesterday.
That's a good one. I can actually probably see that. I don't know about coordinator, but I'll see about like give clues, you know.
Or hints like assistant or something like.
Coordinator probably blitzes and all that shit. All that. The time and all that, but I definitely somebody like him or quarterbacks that know that shit can give tips.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think so. I think that's smart. Shit. I really do. What's next? We got to talk about these games, nigga. The upcoming games for tomorrow.
We'll do. I want to talk about that, but we're going to skip that nigga today. They're going to lose more.
Right. Hey, James Harden, you ain't it. I just had that. I should have said that Pope, that commentator said about James Harden. It was all facts. We can play that shit. We can play that shit Wednesday or some shit. If we do something all Wednesday right. or next Saturday, we'll talk about it because them niggas gonna lose some more.
Who's in your ass later, James Harden? I'm pretty sure y'all lose some more game. Bradley Beal out for another 3 fucking weeks.
That nigga ain't played. Has he played a game yet?
He out another three. He played 3 games this season. He out another 3 weeks.
Hurt ass niggas.
Deshaun Watson, he out for the season. Shoulder injury. Joe Burrow. DJ Chuck.
Joe Burrow out. Joe Burrow was hurt before the game. Something was wrong. That's fucked up.
All three of them out for the season.
That's a big, that hurts for them boys. Well, that hurts for all them niggas, actually. All them niggas hurt. The quarter, Joe Burrow not being there, Cleveland might as well, Cincinnati might as well pack it up. Yeah, the Bengals done. The Browns got a chance now that Cincinnati is done. To me.
Yeah.
Browns got a chance now that Cincinnati is done. And, I think the Super Bowl is going to be Baltimore and 49ers, nigga. Ta-da! Again.
Man, without Andrews, I don't know now, bro.
Yeah, that's a big loss. That's a big loss. But for some reason,
you know, why the fuck you got 49ers in that shit?
Because I'm telling you the truth.
The Eagles lead the whole division, the NFC right now, so much.
Nigga, Eagles going to lose 5 in a row, nigga. They're going to lose to Kansas City, y'all, us, motherfucking the Dolphins. I'm just telling you, we're going to lose.
We can say the Eagles right now.
You can say that shit. They beat y'all ass. Man, we beat y'all, they beat y'all. So you just say, us in the Eagles is like you being this kid in a house with two daddies. Both of us your daddy. You call us both daddy. Hey, daddy, you number one, daddy number two.
You won the Super Bowl already.
Oh, shit. We y'all daddy. We y'all daddy and the Eagles y'all daddy. That's funny. All right, what's on the docket?
Let's get on this shit.
Who we got? All right. Who we got? Who's on this
motherfucking
docket?
10.5.
God damn, that's a lot, but I'm going with the fucking Cowgirls. I know. I'm going with the Cowgirls. Watch that be a trap game. Watch 95% of the niggas bet on the Cowboys and the Negroes. They trapping the people, nigga. The casinos gonna get all the fucking money. Watch. That one, I'm gonna tell you the trap game. There's like 3 of them bitches in this week. What's the next game? I'm going with the Cowgirls. But I think it's gonna be a trap game. There's enough. How many points?
8.
That ain't a trap game. I'm going with the Lions.
I think Justin Fields playing.
Yeah, I know. That nigga good. That's why it's 8. It would have been 14 if Justin Fields wasn't there.
I think that shit gonna be a fucking blowout. The Lions.
Packers, I don't think it's gonna blast.
See, this one right here.
It's hard one, nigga. But you don't know, bro. Like, for real? Right. I don't know. I'm gonna go with the Chargers just because they got a better quarterback. I'm going to the Chargers. That's the only thing I got for that one. Ain't got nothing else.
Right. Washington Commanders 8.5.
I'm going with the fucking Commandos. Commodores. Man, who that? Lionel Richie? Who part of Cardinals? Lionel Richie?
He's out for the season, too, even though he trashed, but he's out.
Who out for the season?
Tyrod and Daniel Jones.
Oh, that Tyrod. That DeVito dude. Nigga. Danny DeVito's nephew, man. Get your ass out of here. We going with Washington. Fuck it. McLaurin and all them niggas.
Dolphins, Raiders. 13.5 Dolphins.
Trap game, nigga. This one of them. 95% of niggas put Dolphins on this shit. I'm going with the Raiders, nigga. Yeah, I'm taking the Raiders to win this shit. Upset the whole fucking sports book. Niggas finna lose all kind of money.
The Dolphins just came off a bye.
Right.
And they at home.
And the Raiders just came off 2 wins and a bitch ass coach change. A real nigga coach. Hey, coach, it's not just a black man. He's a nigga. He's part of us, nigga. We fuck with that nigga. Like, yo, that nigga like us. He shaking niggas' hands, giving them hug, dats, and all that shit. I like that. Hey, I like a nigga toast. Sometimes they get a nigga like Obama. Sometimes a nigga be like Obama. He ain't really a nigga. He just a black man. He ain't a brother. Put it that way.
If they be talking, they better hire that motherfucker on Monday.
They better hire him anyway. Just because you can see how the team react to it, real nigga. This is just different. But
you ain't got to pay nobody any fucking way.
Right. Game. You get that nigga some. Yeah. I'm going with the Raiders. Upset Dolphins. That's an upset alert. Upset alert, y'all.
Raiders fucking win.
Upset alert. I was going to wear my Raiders hat on these whole ass niggas, but I ain't feel like it.
Hey, don't get upset alert. You're a Raider hater. God damn it. Fuck y'all.
I'm a Raiders supporter. That's my team.
That's all I'm saying.
Hey, Raiders, y'all, when y'all better, we better in the whole city.
Right.
Now tell the cheerleaders to show a titty. I'm going with the Bucks. How many points?
12.
That's a lot of fucking points. See, they trying to, that's a trap game right there. It's a fucking trap game. I'm going with the fucking Niners, but it's gonna be close. And we gotta take these niggas serious. We gotta take these niggas serious. We can't take no niggas lightly no more the rest of the year. Beat every nigga ass. That's what the goal is. Defense beat their ass. Offense beat their ass. Debo everybody. So I'm going with the Niners, but that's too many fucking points. It's going to be less points than that.
Cardinals, Texans.
I'm going with motherfucking the black quarterback. They got two black quarterbacks. God damn. Well, let me go with the nigga that got braids. I'm going with the young nigga. Stroud, yeah.
Fuck that.
I'm going with Stroud, not me. Nigga, you can't just be MVP.
MVP.
Rookie of the year. No, MVP right now is probably shit. I don't even know. No, McCaffrey, nigga.
Hurts,
what are you talking about? McCaffrey.
Jalen Hurts.
McCaffrey.
Whatever.
Or Tyreek Hill.
Fucking hard.
Or AJ Brown.
Whatever.
No quarterback. Fuck a quarterback, nigga. You old quarterback bias ass nigga. I'm going with who? Jaguars who?
Titans.
I'm going with the fucking Jaguars. Even though we just tore their ass up. Sunshine. He's like, y'all ain't San Francisco. We finna tell y'all. We got our ass with y'all. Who? Rams and who?
Seahawks. Rams minus.
I'm going with the fucking Seahawks. The Rams.
I like the Seahawks.
The Rams trash, man. You niggas can't beat nobody.
It's Bills minus 7.
I'm going with the Jets. Fuck it. They need to get rid of the quarterback. For some reason they will not let that nigga bitch that quarterback. They should put you in that quarterback. I'm going with the Jets.
And Monday night.
Eagles, Chiefs.
Eagles, Chiefs?
I'm going with the fucking Chiefs, nigga. Fuck the Eagles,
Jack. I'm going with the Eagles. Big Shug, Chicken Dogs with the Great.
Q Mega 2 Techs Up. List City, bitch. You see it? That's leaders, young and truth, combining youth with tactics of intelligence. Hold on, nigga.